Okay. Well, if you haven't already received grace this morning from Unity New York, then something's off up here in your little noggin, as Mama would say. So pause a minute as we start. Wonderful to see you all. Hi, Unity New York family. It's my delight, privilege, and pleasure to be here. And for all of you watching around the world, may you pause yourself right now and get a sense of what true grace is for you. Grace. And the invitation today is to be quick to offer grace to yourself and quick to offer grace to others. Ah, yes, even knuckleheads. Yes, it's time for us to grow ourselves up a little bit, to get a little more, well, that much, emotionally mature so that we can spiritually mature. And we can do it on a fast track if we're the first to offer grace to ourselves and to the degree that we can to offer grace to others, to ourselves and to others. And to see, I would say one of my mentors, Richard Rohr, says, do your best to make yourself a little more lovable to people. So think about that today. If your only job today was to make it easier for other people to love you. You go, well, I'm already lovable. I'm perfect and whole and complete. I'm a divine child of God. Well, yes, we are. That's the absolute truth. And we've got some shadow energy, shall we say, or little nuggets and snippets that come in through our subconscious or unconscious or some of those other sophisticated psychoanalysis kind of words. So we've got our humanness to deal with too. So what if today, in every situation, in every restaurant you go in, and every time you're on the street, and every time you leave your house, and every time you answer that phone, and every time you start to fire off that text or that email to somebody, what if you and I was motivated to make ourselves more lovable, more easy for them to love, and to be call that grace, that I'm in a practice of grace. Now, I used to threaten if I ever opened a church, and I'm not going to, don't worry, because you know that horse has left the barn, so to speak. But if I had of and if I was going to, it was going to be named Grace. The church was going to be named Grace, G-R-A-C-E, for God realized, actualized, and consciously expressed. Grace. God realized, not God as a notion, not God as a theory, realized and embodied in my own heart, in my own being, and the way I was living my life, and then actualized. So that it was obvious to me that I was onto it and I was dedicated in devotion to it, and therefore living it out, consciously expressed grace. So see what it means to you today. So I want to think about, and I want to encourage today, please, hopefully you're just tired, just worn smack out of judging your doggone self. Anybody else? Have you judged yourself enough to last you for the rest of your lives? I hope so. Let's make today the day. So whatever we're going to do today, it's going to be something besides that. So cease the allure of judging ourselves. So we stop some of that business. And then to say then, I'm not going to put hate on myself. So quick to offer mercy, quick to offer grace to myself. And this inner critic that's still running, that still thinks it's got some important something to say, it's like blah, 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 because there's nothing new under the sun. So the inner critic voice gets no airplay today, no airtime for us today. So yes, it'll still run, and I'm going somewhere else. I'm going to look within the heart. The inner critic can go. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. It has nothing new to offer. And I'm going to go to a place that is new, a place that is quick to offer grace and quick to offer mercy, and to get in touch with what we've been taught in every faith tradition. Every single faith tradition encourages us to look at the freedom that can come from knowing the truth. To know the truth will set us free. Not to read about the truth, not to quote the truth, but to know the truth. And freedom and liberation is absolutely possible. And without this confidence in something greater than ourselves, a higher power, God, life, universe, mind, whatever you call it, ever how you can relate to that, to get in a deeper devotion to that, a deeper awareness of that. And a quote I pulled today from St. Teresa said it like this: God actually relishes a vacuum. So if we can create a bit of that emptying out, God relishes a vacuum, which God knows God alone can fill. So what if we freed up a little space here, or freed up a little space in our heart and made a vacuum? And you I've heard it scientifically as the universe abhors a vacuum. So something's going to fill it, and it's going to be something new, not this old worn out track that we've had since we were little bitty things. So I also want to think about you hear the things like a catch 22 or a double bind, you know, when we're trying to forgive and then somebody crosses us, or we try to forgive and then somebody gives us the look, or so we try to forgive and then somebody didn't comment on my makeup. They commented on Tony's makeup and nobody commented on my makeup. What's a girl to do? Instead of like, wait a minute, what if in every one of those situations, instead of a double bind, instead of a double Velcro, I can get a double release from that. Even in that situation, when I didn't get what I wanted, that I can actually release that myself. Just like Leo so beautifully sung and demonstrated, I release and I let go. And I do it so I can be free. I do it so that I can have a liberation of my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit. And I do it in my own devotion to God and to realizing, actualizing, and consciously expressing God through me out into the world. This means that I give up vengeance to myself. Giving up vengeance on others, even the ones you can't bear, you think, the ones that I think I can't bear. It's like, I don't have to bear them. I don't have to marry them. I don't have to bring them over for dinner. But I also don't have to hold vengeance, retaliation, and hate, and blame, and nitpick, and fault find, and all of that that puts such a damper, turns my luminosity dial down. So let's dial it back on up today, and let's do so purposely. I also want to encourage you, I hope you'll come back in for the workshop, because this is like a sword. This work that we use is like a sword to cut through that. It's like laser surgery, though, not like real surgery, like there's no bleeding or anything. But we can cut right into that and then come out of this knowing that this ongoing work that we have, it's not finished. So the shadow work that I'm referring to is an ongoing shadow work. However, it loses power. And it loses its place when we start to develop, when we jump that track, so to speak, and get over on a new track and start to run that. So with some simple honesty, and let's just throw in a large dose of humility, shall we? It's one of my favorite words on the planet, humility. It means, y'all can look it up, but it's something like to be reduced to nothing. And it's just so much easier to be a nothing than to try to be a something and to try to be somebody and to keep all these false faces and stage masks and personas and all of that going, which is just absolutely too heavy for our spirit over time. So that we're going to take a look at these parts of us that we have not wanting to see. That's all that shadow means. It's not that we're bad, immoral, or anything like that. If we're doing behaviors like that, it simply means that we lack awareness, that we're unconscious, so that this then shining some light in on that shadow. So they're just parts of ourselves that we've rejected, and that I would, instead, we're not going to reject them anymore. We're going to integrate all that has not been integrated up until now. so that we get some stamina for that and a little motivation for that, so it doesn't run the show, so to speak. So keep doing your own works, whatever you're doing in your spiritual practices, dial them up a bit. Turn your luminosity dial up and keep your, whatever works for you, keep it going. And then to think about, if you're looking to catch moments of grace in this very situation, in this very interaction I'm in, grace. I'm going to choose grace. What am I going to do here? I'm going to choose grace. I'm going to choose again. I'm going to choose grace. See if you can say it out loud even. I'm going to choose grace. I am going to choose grace. What am I going to do when a knucklehead crosses me? I'm going to choose grace. Okay, that means I'm also going to stop some accusing, blaming, shaming, denying, and displacing my emotions, displacing and dumping my emotions out. So I'm going to be consciously expressing something else. Something new. And it's about new eyes, seeing. Every faith tradition has told us this. We've got to see it right. We've got to see it rightly. We've got to see with new eyes. And to know then that any kind of, now I know some of you won't like this word at all because it's not positive. However, it's important to look at when we're talking about a devotion and developing our grace. So the word evil. So have you noticed when they do it, it's evil, but when you do the same thing, it's justifiable? You know, just take a look. Just take a look. Just saying, this is all for me. If it benefits you, that's a bonus. Evil proceeds from a lack of consciousness. Evil proceeds from a lack of consciousness. So no one, consciously does evil. The fact that people do and can do silly, stupid, cruel, destructive things is an indicator that they're unconscious and unaware. So instead of looking out there to see who's doing that and jumping on that bandwagon, it's like that belongs to them. That's their consciousness. That's up to them. However, my consciousness is a full-time job, and my lack of consciousness and my lack of awareness is a full-time job. So I'm going to be looking there, and I'm going to be looking then to see that, you know, like get the log out of my own eye. I'm going to be, yeah, let me work on chipping that thing away today before I start, you know, looking out there. So this is about developing then a light. A trustworthy light, like a little splunker in a dark cave, would get in here with a pen light to go, where am I out of my own integrity? Where could I shed a little light here? Where could I offer mercy? Where could I offer grace? And where could I be the first to do that? And God brings us, I absolutely believe, our own unfolding, our own development here. Through failures, through mistakes, through unconsciousness, whatever it is, from unconsciousness to ever, ever deeper consciousness and conscience, to grow our conscience, that God is impulsing us, encouraging, reaching out for us to come in this direction. So, could the news get any better than that? That if we reach for that, if we notice that impulse, if we notice that potential, our own infinite divine potential, and that is reaching back for us, like, come in, try it again, choose again. That may be the best news we could all have. Maybe that's why it's called the gospel. Gospel, good news today, grace in the gospel. And then somehow this goodness, this increase of awareness, of consciousness is then transferred. It's expressed consciously through our radiance, through our light, through our reflections, the way we live, our embodiment of this, the way it resonates, and certainly then the more we can live that, the more we express that, then the more we have. So who's in? Who can join this with me today? So think about then how you're going to do this. And you're going to get plenty of chances that this evolution of consciousness is my path. It's a new path. And the allure of the old path, the allure to get back over there, the allure to nitpick, fault find, be sensitive, hold grudges, slow to recover. It's like, whew, I've suffered just enough of that. Thank you. So choosing again, what's my pace, my new track? What is my new track of grace that I'm going to apply here? Now, this won't be popular to this part of us, what you call it, the less advanced mind, the less conscious mind, the regressive mind, the animalistic mind, the ego, the fear mind, whatever it is. So it's not going to be popular here. Nonetheless, this can still have its opinions, and I'm going to be choosing again. So this means that this sets an opportunity that today holds great opportunity for transformation, not just as a theory of transformation, but transformation and enlightenment, including any offenses, including the offenders. Now, you can read all about this in your psychology magazines, but we're addicted to being offended. We get chemicals when we get offended. How dare you? How dare you? After all I've done for you, like that. And did you see what they did? Did you see? We get our own chemicals from that, just like folks get from drugs and narcotics. So it's no little thing to witness that and not to follow it, to actually sober up, if you will, from that old path and that old addiction to being offended. And then to say then, okay, that I am here today to jump that track. I'm here today to get over on a new track that I'm putting down on purpose. I'm going to lay me some new track here, and I'm going to have a different experience of my life, which is our basic unity teaching. So hopefully we're encouraged today to not just quote the teaching, but to actually embody the teaching, because most of you heard me say, realization without application is hallucination. Realizations without application is hallucination. Theory without application is blah, 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 more theory. So today it's about actually applying the teaching that says, okay, if I don't like my life experience, if I don't like this, then I've got to change something that is causing this. So if I want to have a different life experience, I'm going to have to get a different framework around what I'm noticing, what I'm calling it, how I'm interpreting it. And I'm going to do it consciously today and on purpose for liberation and for my own freedom. And I'm going to be doing it what I would call today as encountered by God. I'm going to have an encounter of God today. And when I'm not in that encounter with God today, I'm going to pause and re-encounter God. Then I'm going to proceed. So pausing, finding my God space, finding my God self, and then proceeding from there for the purposes of grace, inner and outer grace. And to take accountability for myself, to grow myself up enough to say that I want to have some accountability. I want to gain some emotional maturity and some spiritual maturity. So to know then that in all of this, and all of this, and all the shadow, and all of this, God loves you. God loves me. God loves us. It's the basic unity message. God loves us in spite of ourselves. God loves you in spite of yourself. God loves me in spite of myself. See if you can just say it out loud and then feel it in your own heart. Like, even with my shadow self, even with the warts and wrinkles and everything I could have done, should have done, didn't do, did do, Lord have mercy, what I did do, God loves me in spite of all that. Gospel, good news, pure grace, and no exceptions. Wow. So think about it. Think about being shocked into the awareness of just how much you're loved, of being stunned by how much God loves you. And then what you would do to the degree that's realized and actualized, what would you express in the world if you were awake to that and devoted to it and absolutely intent on expressing it in the world? We begin today. Grace, grace, grace is for our transformation. A transformation of our heart and a transformation of our mind, which follows. So transform the mind and the heart follows. Transform the heart and the mind follows. And then we take a seat of grace, a place of grace, and operate in that. So, friends, no more waiting. Today, choose grace. Realize how loved you are in spite of yourself. God loves you, and I do too. And I can't help it. Any way in the world I can ever support you, get me word. MarthaCreek.com. Mwah.
Martha Creek. Can you hear me yet? Can you hear me? No. Yeah, I've got something going on with my computer today. I have so much I want to say to you. Can anyone hear me? Can anyone hear me? Leo was saying that he can. Yeah, I don't know that anybody can hear me. And I have a lovely meditation. Well, anybody say if you can hear me. Anyone? Martha can. Okay. I love you, honey. I'll see you this afternoon. If you can hear me. That is great. If you can hear me, that is great. Yes, yes, yes. You can hear me. You can hear me. You can hear me. I can tell that you can hear me because it looks like a roulette, or not a roulette. It looks like a slot machine. Thank you. We can now relax. We can breathe. We can allow ourselves to be still, to go a little bit deeper. Today I am going to choose grace. I am going to choose grace. Say it with me. I am going to choose grace. And we're going to take that abundance of truth that Martha just shared with us, and we're going to take it a little bit deeper. So as we relax, I invite you to close your eyes for a bit. Just trust. Now that I know you can hear me, just allow yourself to hear these words. As you close your eyes, you bring your attention into the inner. And just focus on your breath for a moment. Just notice each breath as it enters and leaves us, as it leaves the body. Each inhale turns into an exhale over and over again. And now bring your attention to your face. And just notice right now where you might be holding any tension. Your forehead, your eyes, your mouth, your jaw. Just notice and then allow your face to soften. Just allow it to soften. And bring a subtle smile to your lips. Just notice. Drip down a little bit further and feel your neck and your shoulders relax. Just be where you are. Breathing. Relaxing. And now see a little spark of golden light in your mind's eye. Just see it and allow it to expand. And as it expands, notice that right in the center of that golden light is you, as a newborn child. You, pure, innocent. Before you were taught anything of this world. Just notice that pure, that innocence, that love that is you. And now see this golden light trickling down to your heart, traveling down. This golden light is you. You are pure love. You are the essence of pure light, of the Christ presence that is you, where there's nothing you need to do, and just feel this pure love that is you. This is always a part of you. This is the purest essence of you. You always have access to the purest essence of you. Nurture yourself. Cradle yourself. Cradle this innocence, this newborn, pure love essence that is you.
I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. And I will hold myself like a newborn baby child. I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. and I will hold myself like a newborn baby child. I will be tender with my heart. I will be tender with my heart, and I will hold my be tender with my heart. I will be tender with my heart, and I will hold my heart like a newborn baby child. And I will only go as fast as the slowest part of me. Slowest part of me feels safe to go. I hold myself like a newborn.